Hello, it's the 5th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A detailed two-month examination of the Redwood Grove site in Bedford was conducted by detectives from Beds Police, Beds Fire and Rescue and other experts from outside the county. The investigators concluded that the 4th of July explosion was an intentional act of arson caused by the single fatality in the incident, 42-year-old Rena James. Residents of the development who were uprooted from their homes were briefed on the findings by police at a community meeting. John Murphy, Bedfordshire Police Chief Superintendent, explained that entry was forced into that flat. Several areas were dosed in flammable liquid. The vapour ignited, causing an explosion, followed by the fire which took hold of the building. As many as 30 families were displaced as a result of the destruction. Beds Police were immediately dispatched to an interior stairwell at the All Hallows parking garage in Bedford on Friday, following illegal drug activity captured in real time on CCTV. Drug use was evident among the group. One man was arrested for possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply. In response to the flooding emergency in Pakistan, which has submerged one-third of the country, Luton Central Mosque has started a fund drive to help those affected. A Just Giving page has been created to aid in the effort. So far, it has raised £3,000, but the extent of the devastation will require additional support. The mosque can be contacted directly regarding ways to help, or donations can be made at their Just Giving page. Mindless Roots Tea was founded by Lidlington resident Eleanor Wunless in 2019. Since then, her loose leaf tea company has been recognised for its excellent picking up, among other honours, the London and South East England Prestige Award twice. Miss Wunless has been named one of the UK's 100 most inspirational entrepreneurs. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.